From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesia's creative economy industry has been ranked the third largest in the world in terms of its contribution to the national gross domestic product, or GDP. It was said by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, during a webinar at the conference of 500,000 new exporters, originating from Jakarta on Monday, as reported by Antara News Agency. He further explained the United States is currently ranked first with its Hollywood film industry, followed by South Korea with its K-pop industry. He added fashion has so far remained the creative economy subsector, with the highest contribution to Indonesia's GDP of $9 billion. The minister informed, meanwhile, the handicraft industry contributes $4.9 billion and the culinary industry $1 billion to the GDP. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has lauded Indonesia's stance on maintaining the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, and implementing the United Nations Security Council, or UNSC, Resolution 2231. As reported by Antara News Agency, he conveyed the praise during a meeting with his Indonesian counterpart Retno Marsudi in Jakarta on Monday, as part of his Indonesian visit, which he described as Ramadan diplomacy. Meanwhile, Marsudi expressed her appreciation of the growing friendship between the two nations, particularly in the economic field, and expressed the hope that they will further improve business relations through the Iran-Indonesia Joint Business Commission and agreements that are currently under negotiation. During their meeting, the two foreign ministers exchanged views on the latest developments in the peace process in Afghanistan and express support for international law. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, has designated 17 sites on Belitung Island, Bangka Belitung Islands Province, as global geoparks in recognition of their geological, biological and cultural uniqueness. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Bangka Belitung Islands Governor Erzaldi Rosman Johan disclosed in Pangkal Pinang on Monday. The 17 geosites include Juru Sebrang, Terong Tourism Village, Kuale Granite Mangrove Forest, Peramun Hill Granite Forest, Tanjung Kelayang Trias Granite, Batu Bedil Trias Granite Rock, Nam Salu Open Pit, Lumut Hill, Batu Pulas Granite Rock, Cendil Heat Forest, Tebat Rasau Cenozoic Swamp, Burung Mandi Cretaceous Granite Iorit, Siantupilo Lava, Taja Mountain, Baginda Rocks, Punai Beach, and Garumedang Tektit. Governor Johan remarked the world currently recognizes the 17 tourist sites because of their uniqueness in terms of geology, biology, and culture. He hoped the UNESCO recognition will increase the number of tourist arrivals in the province. Indonesia's health ministry has secured the availability of COVID-19 vaccine doses in Papua province before this year's PON National Games. As reported by Antara News Agency on Monday, Head of the Papua Sports and Youth Office Alexander Kapisa stated, President Joko Widodo had, in fact, highlighted the importance of vaccination in Papua before the PON National Games are convened from October 2nd to October 15, 2021. Kapisa further explained at a meeting covering discussions on preparations for this national sporting event in Jakarta in March, the head of state noted the vaccination was aimed at protecting the locals and athletes. To this end, Kapisa spoke of having coordinated with the Papua Health Office to prep for organizing massive vaccination for those residing in proximity to the national games venues. Now we move to the international news. Chinese President Xi Jinping said on Tuesday the global governance system should be made more equitable and fair, and that rules set by one country or some nations cannot be imposed on others. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Xi said in his keynote speech at the annual Boao Forum for Asia, the region's answer to Davos that the world wants justice, not hegemony. Xi also said building barriers and pushing for decoupling will harm others and benefit no one. The European Union's top diplomat Josep Borrell on Monday after European Union foreign ministers were briefed by Ukraine's foreign minister said that Russia has concentrated more than 150,000 troops on Ukraine's border and in annexed Crimea. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Borrell said it is more than 150,000 Russian troops massing on the Ukrainian borders and in Crimea. The risk of further escalation is evident, declining to give a source for the figure. He said no new economic sanctions or expulsions of Russian diplomats were planned for the time being, despite saying that the military buildup on Ukraine's border was the largest ever. In Washington, the Pentagon said the Russian military buildup was larger than that in 2014, and it was not clear that it was for training purposes. We end the news with the American Space Agency that has successfully flown a small helicopter on Mars. The drone, called Ingenuity, was airborne for less than a minute. But NASA is celebrating what represents the first powered, controlled flight by an aircraft on another world. As quoted by BBC.com on Tuesday, confirmation came via a satellite at Mars, which relayed the chopper's data back to Earth. The space agency is promising more adventurous flights in the days ahead. Ingenuity will be commanded to fly higher and further as engineers seek to test the limits of the technology. The rotorcraft was carried to Mars in the belly of NASA's Perseverance rover, which touched down in Jezero Crater on the Red Planet in February. Well, listener, that was the news.
Thank you. April for Indonesia is synonymous with women, because every 21st of April, the Indonesian people commemorate Kartini Day, which is taken from the birthday of a female emancipation fighter in Indonesia, Raden Ajeng Kartini. More than a century ago, Raden Ajeng Kartini fought for women's rights to get the same opportunities as men, both in the field of education and in activities outside the home. This hope has now been proven. Now Indonesian women have the same opportunity as men in everything. The evidence is obvious. There are Indonesian women who have become president, speaker of parliament, ministers, governors, mayors, regents and ambassadors, and even they hold important positions in international institutions. The success certainly does not stop at the achievements that have now been achieved. There are still many aspects that Indonesian women must keep being pursued, especially amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. One of them was affirmed by Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Bintang Puspayoga, in the series of the Commission on the Status of Women, CSW, 2021 session, which took place at the UN headquarters, New York, last month. This commission has ensured the central role of women and girls in the global realm amid the pandemic, especially in efforts to rebuild society. This is in line with the full commitment of the government of Indonesia to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals SDGs and is determined to be an example in promoting gender equality and empowering women. The pandemic is a meaningful momentum for women to show their major role in community revival. The reality in the daily life proves that the working age population of women is better able to survive at this pandemic. Based on the results of the National Labor Force Survey, or SAKERNAS, in August 2020, the number of working women increased from 49.4 million in 2019 to 50.7 million in 2020. At the very least, this data can prove that women have the creativity to turn challenges into opportunities. A pandemic can be a momentum for Indonesian women to play a bigger role in proving their existence. With a work-at-home policy in place for companies or government agencies, women can harness more time with their families to explore creativity and innovation and generate entrepreneurial activities. By continuing to improve their abilities and qualities, Indonesian women must have the courage to make use of every opportunity in a bid to take part in every field. Without further delaying their time and waiting for anyone, every Indonesian woman must be able to empower herself for the family, environment, nation, and state of Indonesia. This spirit must be aroused every time by Indonesian women to strengthen their central role in contributing both nationally and internationally. Happy Kartini Day for Indonesian women! Today in the story, I'll start with 20th of April 1975, Taman Mini Indonesia inaugurated. Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, or Beautiful Indonesia in Miniature Park, is located in the East Jakarta area. It was built in 1972 and inaugurated on April 20, 1975. This park displays cultural summaries of all provinces in Indonesia, which in 1975 were only 26. There are pavilions with traditional architecture, as well as displays of a variety of clothing, dances, and regional traditions. In the middle of the park, there is a lake with small islands which are miniature of the Indonesian archipelago. Other facilities are the cable car, various museums, and the Keong Mas IMAX Theater and Tanah Airku Theater, as well as various other recreational facilities. Let's turn to April 20, 1999, the Columbine High School Massacre. On April 20, 1999, two teenage students of Columbine Public High School in the city of Littleton, Colorado, United States, shot their own friends. The The school shootings killed 12 students and a teacher and injured 23 others. The two students called Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris later committed suicide. The school student murder is one of many similar incidents in the United States. The number of shooting incidents created conflict in the community regarding the country's gun possession laws. I'll conclude today in the story with April 20th, National Consumer Day. Every April 20th, Indonesia commemorates National Consumer Day as an effort to fight for consumer protection. The date was chosen to follow the birthday of Law No. 8 of 1999 concerning consumer protection on April 20th, 1999. The declaration of the National Consumer Day was initiated by the National Consumer Protection Agency on April 20th, 2012. And that's today in history. Put my hands on your waist. Come, let's cut to the chase. Make your goddamn heart race. Lick my fingers, cause you like the taste. You know I like the way you move, the way you dance, the way you prance and shake your ass. So just lay it all on me. I wanna see you go crazy while we sipping on this bubbly. Want my love, want this love, yeah. Say it all on me. I wanna see you go crazy while we sipping on this bubbly. Want my love, want this love, yeah. I know you want somebody, but not just anyone or body. You want my love, so I give it all to you. I know you want somebody, but not just anyone or body. You want my love, so I give it all to you. All to you.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia. Voice of
Indonesia. The 211th session of the UNESCO Executive Board, which was chaired from Paris virtually on April 15, 2021, has designated Belitung Indonesia Earth Park as a UNESCO Global Geopark. At the meeting, apart from Taman Bubi Belitung, There were 7 other nominations that were simultaneously recommended by the UNESCO Global Geopark Council, UGGC, to be encrypted as a new UNESCO Global Geopark. As quoted by the kamlu.go.id page April 16th, the UGGC session took place on December 8th until 9th, 2020. The COVID-19 pandemic caused the UNESCO Global Geopark Council to be unable to evaluate all geopark applications that have been submitted. Belitung Geopark, which is located in the province of Bangka Belitung, has become one of the priorities in the discussion and has succeeded in getting positive recommendations to be included in the UNESCO Global Geopark list. In addition, UNESCO recognizes the geological diversity of Belitung Island and the surrounding islands. This diversity includes landscapes, rocks, minerals, geological and tectonic processes, as well as the evolution of the earth in Belitung. Belitung Geopark is also considered to be unique with a strong connection between geological, biological, and cultural aspects. The unique geological landscape of Belitung Island is the home to a variety of flora and fauna, some of which are only found in Belitung, such as the Hampala fish and Toman fish. This biodiversity is harnessed by the people of Belitung, including the use of herbal plants. Meanwhile, the designation of Belitung Geopark as a UNESCO Global Geopark is a joint effort of various stakeholders, both central and regional governments, as well as academics, youth, and local communities, particularly in compiling a nomination document that describes universal values, management plans, visibility, and the Belitung Geopark Cooperation Network. Indonesia is committed to continuing to protect and conserve geopark sites. At the same time, it takes advantage of the richness of the site to promote the local people's economy in a sustainable manner. Various efforts that can be made are the development of geotourism and geoeducation, which can open up opportunities to create wider employment opportunities for local communities through the promotion of local culture and products. Indonesia is also committed to raising awareness and involving the community to always protect the environment on geopark sites. Through the UNESCO Global Geopark Program, Indonesia can utilize the Global Geoparks Network and the Asia-Pacific Geoparks Network to share experiences and best practices in managing geopark sites by prioritizing aspects of education, science, local community empowerment, and sustainable development. Belitung Geopark is the 6th Indonesian National Geopark to be included in the UNESCO Global Geopark list. Previously, Indonesia had successfully registered Toba, Batur, Ciletu, Gunung Sewu, and Rinjani Caldera. Indonesia also has many natural and cultural properties that are included in the UNESCO list, including 9 cultural and natural heritage sites and 18 biosphere reserves. That's my Indonesia for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, in Ramadan edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you to Ketan Bintul Sticky Rice, one of Ramadan culinary delights that you should taste when visiting Indonesia, especially in Serang City, Banten, is Ketan Bintul. This food is one of favorite menus for breaking the fast of Banten people. Their fast will be incomplete if they haven't eaten Ketan Bintul. It is said that Ketan Bintul has been familiar in Banten society since the 15th century. people say that this food is one of favorite fast-breaking menus of Banten Sultans, including Sultan Maulana Hasanuddin. Ketan Bintul sticky rice is made by steaming glutinous rice with thick coconut milk and a little bit of salt. After cook, the sticky rice is then moved into a baking sheet or container and compacted. Not only plain sticky rice, Ketan Bintul sticky rice is also added with serundeng or grated coconut. To make serundeng, grated coconut is fried without vegetable oil with grated galangal, sliced shallots, garlic, brown sugar, and bay leaves. When it is eaten, the serundeng gives off a fragrant aroma with a savory, sweet, and slightly spicy taste, while the sticky rice tastes savory. This food can be enjoyed in this month of Ramadan. Many traders in Banten sell Ketan Bintul, especially in the Serang Old Market area. About the price, you don't need to worry. One portion is sold for only 10,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让整确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rasakan cinta sejak pertama ku jumpa dirimu, ku berikan tanda, namun mengapa kau tetap berlalu tak pernah melihatku. Oh, andai saja kau mengerti apa
jadi kekasihku. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku, tunjukkan cara untuk memiliki dirinya. Aku ingin hatinya jadi milikku.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Sebaiknya Kamu Berobat ke Dokter. Sebaiknya Kamu Berobat ke Dokter, which means you should go to a doctor. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Sebaiknya Kamu Berobat ke Dokter. Sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter, which means you should go to a doctor. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Mela, his co-worker, over the phone. Mela knew Kevin's health had not improved. Mela advised Kevin to go to the doctor. Let's listen to their conversation.
Bagaimana kondisimu hari ini?
Aku masih demam.
Sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter.
Iya.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme. Sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter. Sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter, which means you should go to a doctor. I will say the words two times and you may repeat after me. Sebaiknya. Sebaiknya, which means you should or preferably. Dokter. Dokter, which means doctor. Sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter saja. Sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter saja, which means you should go to a doctor. Aku demam. Aku demam, which means I have a fever. Sebaiknya kamu beristirahat. Sebaiknya kamu beristirahat, which means you'd better rest. Aku kurang enak badan. Aku kurang enak badan, which means I'm not feeling well. In the conversation, you heard the statement, sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter. Sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter, which means you should go to a doctor. In the statement, there is the word sebaiknya. Sebaiknya, which means you should or preferably, placed at the beginning of the expression. Sebaiknya, sebaiknya, which means you should or preferably, usually is used to give advice to someone to do something. For example, sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter. Sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter, which means you should go to a doctor. Other examples. Let's listen to some examples of a phrase to offer suggestions. Aku demam. Aku demam, which means I have a fever. Sebaiknya kamu beristirahat. Sebaiknya kamu beristirahat, which means you'd better rest. Aku kurang enak badan. Aku kurang enak badan, which means I'm not feeling well. Sebaiknya kamu beristirahat. Sebaiknya kamu beristirahat, which means you'd better rest. In the example, you heard the expression tidak enak badan. Tidak enak badan, which means not feeling well. The expression kurang enak badan, kurang enak badan, which also means not feeling well, is used to convey that his body is sick but only a minor illness, so there is no need to see a doctor. Usually with enough rest, he will recover. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the sample conversation once more.
Bagaimana kondisimu hari ini?
Aku masih demam.
Sebaiknya kamu berobat ke dokter.
Iya.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening and sampai berjumpa lagi.
kasihnya menemani meski rindu kian mencari dan biarkan rembulan membahi sang malam mengurangi yang kau rasakan mengurangi yang takkan terungkapkan segala
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm Rahma. I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Keagungan Tuhan by Victor Hutabarat. The song Keagungan Tuhan or Majesty of God was created by A. Malik Bezet. As the title implies, this song tells the story of how great the God is. The lyrics of this song also give a message for people to repent and turn to God. The song Keagungan Tuhan has been rearranged many times with different music genres, such as pop and dangdut. Well, listener, here is Keagungan Tuhan by Victor Hutabarat. Happy listening.
Insaflah wahai manusia, di
Voice of Indonesia.
Sadarkah dirimu betapa hatiku selalu mengeluh situasi dan kondisi.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.